that you're breaking down information, and that will always forever be helpful. Whether it's you breaking down the plot structure or the twist in a story, it's you breaking down how planes stay afloat in the air because of physics, whether it's you reading Dr. Seuss and fucking understanding rhyme scheme, like you're breaking down something. And that'll forever always be important.
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim, and designer supreme. But let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy Kevin, a.k.a. Kevlar, a.k.a. the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through spectrums of neon is the Cloudborn Hero, a.k.a. but most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the lights.
So, I actually wanted to, I feel like I'm kind of a baby when it comes to this skill, but the video that I watched also said this was an S tier skill, and I can really agree. And it is reading. I feel like I've recently got back into reading, like during the pandemic and stuff like that.
Bro,
but
say it again for these illiterate niggas in the back.
I wanted to hear y'all thoughts on reading, because I know you guys are more avid readers than I am. I've really been finding a lot of, comfort.
As much anymore as I wish I used to. Those are time where I was in on it, bro. Like the thing about reading that is underrated and is beneficial to people is the fact that when you stop thinking about what you do when you're reading, you're literally just getting your brain to do something constantly and consistently. One of the reasons why reading is like one of my preferred forms of entertainment is because it's the same thing I talk about with video games, where like if you put the controller down, game doesn't keep going. You can stop, you can walk away from music and it'll keep going. You can walk away from a movie or a TV show and it'll keep going without you. But a game and books, you have to be there. So your brain is consistently and constantly working towards something. So even if you're fucking reading Dr. Seuss, you know, and that's it. Like you're getting something out of it because your brain isn't just turning to mush, you know, passively going over something. I don't remember what the study was, but I remember they did a study like years ago. This was like, I want to say like 2014 or something like that. And they were talking about how like the modern day person is so much smarter than people 20, 30 years ago. Not just because people back then used to read more books, but overall people now read more because of social media. Like you're literally just reading, your brain is consistently working on something. Like it might be something small, might be something little, but it's still working at something. So when you're reading a book, whether it's, you know, about science or a novel, where you're breaking down a story in the back of your mind, you're still actively doing something. Like the novelization of a movie, you'd get more out of because your brain has to take in the word. It doesn't just get to passively watch what's happening. It has to take in the words. What does that mean? What's coming next? What's the next line? What's the next letter? And going through and breaking it down. It's a very easy puzzle is essentially what you're doing. So keeping your mind sharp like that by reading is definitely a benefit that anyone can make use of.
Yeah. I'd say my reading is nowhere near as good as it was or as strong as it was in like elementary and middle school. I used to read a lot more, like these huge books. And then since then, it's been mostly like just a given series that I'll try to like binge like for a month or two. And then after that, you know, it's kind of a dry spell for a while. But I had to force myself to get back into more consistent reading for the writing I'm doing, because they say you don't have time to read, bro. Don't even bother trying to write. You know, their skills are so like linked. So I've been trying to just force myself to read like 10 pages a night. Haven't really been hitting that. Been hitting like 4 or 5. But I'm also reading stuff that I've already read. I'm rereading because I feel like that's a reviewing stuff that you've already viewed once. I feel like is also kind of a underrated skill. But I agree that reading is, yeah, like Remy was saying, basically like the engagement you get out of it, like the continuous like process that your mind is going through of building the story in your head with only words is like it builds imagination. I owe a lot of the creativity that I have. I mean, I haven't seen the blueprint for human life, so I don't know how true this is, but I think that a lot of the creativity that I have comes from the amount that I read as a kid, like just a lot, a lot. I remember learning how to read and not even learning like how all the letters worked yet. Like, I think, I don't remember what grade it was, but they taught us like maybe like 60% of what we needed to be able to read any given word. And then we went home, and I think on the ride home, I was like trying to look at all these signs and shit, like trying to read the words with like the half knowledge I knew, because it was just so magical to me that there have been all these symbols all over the place, like words everywhere that we just couldn't understand. And now I'm saying, oh, that's a stop sign. That should say stop on it, bro. And then like reading like the signs on buildings and all that kind of shit and books. I mean, don't let me start on that shit. Like once I learned how to read, that was all, because I was bored a lot as a kid. We couldn't afford no games and shit. And you know, dial up was a thing, so the internet wasn't really big. And then there was TV, but for whatever reason, I mean, let's say it was reruns, let's say maybe when nothing was on, all that was there was books. That was the most on demand entertainment that we had that I had back then. So whatever books I was reading, bro, I was reading them bitches, bro. I still remember when I moved to Powder Springs. And we were at Varner those first few weeks for recess, missed recess. But for recess, a lot of those initial recesses, I was reading some book. Like I would be on the playground reading the book, and Miss Arthur would be like, "Yo, why aren't you reading? Why aren't you, you know, playing with those people?" I'm like, I don't know nobody, but I know these characters in this book, so I'm gonna go ahead and read this. And yeah, man, like books, stories. I mean, that was the first media, bro. I'm sure I saw TV before I saw books, but I'm always going to give it to books as far as like the imagination and shit that I have. So that's books always have a special place in my little heart. But yeah, I mean, Remy already basically covered the majority of the pros that I think you get from reading books. But that's a top tier skill. Self-help books. Just read anything, bro. Read stories, read inspirational shits, read, you know, like whatever self-help books, read.
I'm the genre. Really. A big avid reader. I mean, I read and like I was decent at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like a speed reader or nothing, but I don't read for fun. I read for information. But everything that Remy said and E-Man and like all that shit is true. Like, have your mind be like, just in general though, like just having your mind concentrated on something and actively doing things is good for you as a person. Like, you cannot be stagnant. I do believe that reading is a beautiful thing, and that it helps people that do not have the greatest time with imagination bring that out of them, especially at a younger age, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do see the beauty in it, but I was never really, you know, into going to the library and picking out a book. And like, I did it like every once in a while, but it wasn't like a thing that I would say I loved. But you know, I dabbled, you know, here and there. It's a cool thing. I think it is a beautiful thing. And I do think that you need to read something, whether it be for fun or entertainment, or just you're just reading to read. So like the social media thing, I didn't really catch that, but that's actually very accurate. I can see how that's true, because we're always just taking in information. But but what is information if you can't apply it, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, besides that, yeah, I think it's cool. I don't have anything against reading. It just was never something that I would say I was passionate about.
I was also good. I don't, when you, because yeah, it was you who said it, right, Remy, that we're smarter now, or the average person now is smarter than back then. Did you have like a time period in mind for back then?
No, I don't remember the study exactly. Like, the basis of it, if I remember correctly, the basis of it was that we're more literate now because of social media. And then if I remember correctly, they're tying that into the fact that that amount of, like, I think the gist of it was that the modern day baseline of intelligence is higher than the modern day and previous baseline because of consistent, just constant reading. And then even you go to like, you know, when you hand a 3-year-old an iPad and they go, and then 5 minutes later, they got the shit figured out. It's like things like that, where like just over time, people have like, one of the things that they were pointing to was reading being part of that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, 'cause I feel like in the past too. I mean, being able to read, like being literate, was a privilege back then in the first place. Like, it wasn't something that everyone knew how to do. So that automatically ups you up a couple levels, which should tell you something, right? I mean, and there's a quote, you know, y'all might have heard it too. Like, I don't want to bungle it. It's like the only difference, basically, if you don't read, like if you're literate, if you know how to read, but you don't do it, then you might as well be illiterate. Like, you might as well be like, you know, that level of like intelligence. If you're not using it, then obviously it's the same as you not having it.
Right.
The only thing I want to add too is that, like, so like Mike was saying, like, you know, as a kid, he wasn't reading for fun and stuff. I mean, for the most part, neither was I. Like, I remember being in like third or fourth grade and reading at like an eighth grade, like ninth grade level, and being people and like, oh my God, that's so nice. And I'm like, she ain't doing nothing for me. And then it was only until like later in life, honestly, probably like high school, like probably just after high school, where like I really started reading again, where I was like, oh, right, now I remember why I stopped reading. Because not anybody can be an author, but like there are authors for all different types of people. And I just kept catching books where I was like, this is boring, or this is whack, or this is useless. And then so when reading for me wasn't about the challenge anymore of reading to, you know, conquering this book, like one of the first books I ever finished was a Harry Potter book. Like, because my sister used to, I think my sister read me the first one. I think she might have read me the second one. I might be getting the which book it was confused, and like I might be bubbling that. Essentially what it was that she read me one of them, and then at some point I would read a chapter and she would read like two or three, and then it was back and forth, one chapter until eventually I was reading the whole thing by myself. By the fourth or fifth book, I was reading the whole thing by myself. And it was one of the things where once I'm conquering books like Harry Potter, that's like 800 pages and however many words, like there was no like triumph in reading. So then once that got pushed to the side, I was like, oh, the purpose of these books is kind of weak right now. Like, I don't care. So I stopped reading. So like for people who like don't read for fun, you got to find what's good for you. Like, some people don't care for entertainment reading. You might just need informational reading. Like, there's some, read about the stock market, bro. Like, you know, read about how fucking planes are made, yo. Like, so something will spark something in you for you to like want to read it. And because I think the fundamental thing about all forms of reading is that you're breaking down information, and that will always forever be helpful. Whether it's you breaking down the plot structure or the twist in a story, whether it's you breaking down how planes stay afloat in the air because of physics, whether it's you reading Dr. Seuss and fucking understanding rhyme scheme and like you're breaking down something. That'll forever always be important. That's all I gotta say.
I would agree. I would say I really agree with the fact that you said, you know, there's people who might not like reading or might have dropped it, like I did when I was younger. Like, for some reason, I think I was always like a pretty avid reader, and then like around the time middle school came around, I just stopped reading like completely for like fun. And I don't know why that was. Recently, since I picked it back up, you know, you kind of realize that some books are just not for you, whether that's just because of, and it's kind of the same thing with like any form of media. Like, maybe a show won't be for you because you just don't like the genre. But when I was reading the books, I was like, just some authors are just not for me. And I think the one thing that made that apparent to me recently is I think this year on my reading list, I read Brave New World because I wanted to read about like dystopias and stuff, since I felt like we were in one. And the amount of like, you know, deep psychology and philosophy and stuff like that, that was in that book, which I think is incredible that they make, you know, middle schoolers or high schoolers read this book, when in all honesty, if I would have read this in high school or middle school with the life experience I had, this shit would have made no sense to me at all. But like reading it now after, you know, like talking to people and hearing their stories and stuff like that, and just learning about the social structure of the world, it has easily become one of my favorite reads like ever. And that is not something that I probably would have said like a year or like 2 years ago when I was like in college and had to read certain things because I was just, you know, forced to for like an English class to get the grade that I wanted, or even like some of the like scientific texts and scientific papers, good God, that I had to read to get through school. Some of those things are just, they are just not fun to read. They will turn you off from fun reading completely. But a lot of the times I feel like, honestly, you just have to find, like, I think everyone can find love in reading. You just have to find the book that's right for you or the genre that's right for you. Because you might be a person who likes mysteries and stuff like that because you love to solve the plot of a book before it even finishes or whatever. Or sometimes people like books that are less about the character's goal and more about like a character's kind of like journey, where it like almost kind of it almost like explores the idea of like a certain philosophy, whether that be like you know, individuality and Brave New World, or it could be I'm even currently reading a book called The Road right now, which I feel like is about like faith, because it's about, you know, a very, very realistic depiction of a post-apocalyptic world where like there's not a lot of hope when it comes to, you know, finding food or finding people who are kind and stuff like that. So it almost makes me like continue to question, like, why do these characters, like this son and his father, want to continue living in like this hopeless and a very bleak world and stuff like that. So I think that reading is very integral to like when you find the books that you want, like growing and like nourishing the mind, as well as like what Iman said earlier with like, you know, helping with that creativity. And even what you said, Remy, where I think why I love reading so much more than like watching shows as of late is that engagement. I feel like when I've been watching shows recently, most of the time I'm on my phone because I don't even really care what's on the screen at times. But when I'm sitting down and reading and I put like peaceful music or like no music at all, and I really allow myself to get immersed in the book, since I haven't been like an avid reader for a very long time, it's actually kind of fun to like get back into it and to like challenge my mind, as well as like really start to use my imagination to create these scenes and these sounds and relate them back to my own like personal kind of like life experiences, like crashing of waves and the sound of gunfire or like the smell of certain stuff. And I really like, you know, authors who play off of those five senses, because they really help me create the world. It also helps me with my own writing as well when I'm learning about these things. But I would definitely say that reading, when you find the right books, is an absolute marvel. It is something that everyone should be doing if they want to better themselves as a person. It's almost like reading is what exercises to the
reading is to the mind what exercises to the body.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And those two things are amazing, both fitness and reading and taking in like new information. And also I very much enjoy like either reading books about thinking or reading about reading, because they almost teach you how to like vet bad information versus like good information that you should take in as well. Cause I feel like that's one of the downfalls of the social media age that we live in is as much as like, I don't like the term like fake news, but like the idea of a lot of the times certain, like, since we're exposed to information so much, I feel like a lot of the people in our generation, and even I'm more worried about the people who are younger than us, they're taking in headlines and they're taking in massive amount of information before vetting it to see if it's either correct or fits in with their beliefs or something like that, which is kind of scary because it can lead your mind astray. But when you read certain books that, like, you know, help you question things and kind of think critically for yourselves, it helps you decipher, you know, what information is important and what's, like, completely useless.
Yeah. Critical thinking is very key. That's why I like those kinds of books that don't spoon feed you, like, like all the details about things. Like, I mean you could say that it's a show not tell thing too. Like, some books are just written in a way that they don't leave as much to the imagination as I would like. But just in general, like, having a plot that's engaging in that way, that's something that go for stories in general. But I think for books, it's, like, even more potent as far as, like, trying to figure things out, because I guess you're kind of doing that the entire process. So when that's also a part of the plot, it's even more heightened, and it just gets the mind going, like we've been saying. But yeah, I feel you on that. As far as, like, kids and, you know, our generation, the next generation, not being, not looking at things with their own mind, like having more of a sheep mentality. I mean, that's a different topic, but yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, I think the last thing that I wanted to say on reading as well is I wanted to bring back my new personal favorite book from this year, Brave New World, where there is this one chapter, and this is why I think that reading has been more fun to me when finding the right author, that was just, like, so heady. Like, at first I, like, didn't understand it until I got into, like, a rhythm of reading, and there was, like, two conversations going on, like, in chapter three, where one was, like, a conversation that was, I think, supposed to be some kind of allegory of, like, a movie that they were watching. And then there was also, like, two other people who were on a date having, like, their own, like, conversation as well. And it served as, like, a, like, one of, like, the craziest ways I've seen, like, exposition, like, used, like, in a book, because while you're listening to, like, what's going on in the movie, you're learning about, like, what the society kind of, like, values and stuff like that, but as well as, like, these two people talking, you kind of learn about like, little things here and there of how, like, the dystopia almost, like, came to be, or, like, how things work in it. As well as, like, even chapter one, they were doing something where they were going through, I think they were teaching, like, college age students or high school age students about this factory where they make people. While they're describing this, and, like, you know, the kids are, like, writing down their notes and stuff like that, it's talking about, like, almost like sheep mentality. The same time, like, these kids are kind of, like, not questioning like what they're writing and, like, what they're doing and stuff like that. And, like, I don't know, it's kind of like one of those books where it's just like, there was just so many mental gymnastics going on during my first read through that it just kind of stimulated my mind in a way that, like, no other media has in, like, a very long time. Just having a good book or a good movie or a good video game, like, just does wonders for the mind, but especially a book, because I think it relies so much on your imagination to create these worlds and understand what's really going on and understanding what the author's vision is as well. But the final topic that I want to end on is I think that I've been talking a lot about, like, nonfiction and stuff when it comes to creativity, but when it comes to self-help books, I meant fiction books.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait.
Yeah, yeah, but when it comes to self-help books and nonfiction books, when you read those, they're almost like, especially if you don't have, like, you know, a mentor or something in life, those books can give you so much just like worldly knowledge about like the human condition and like you know, what it means to be a human, how you progress through life. And I know we were talking about how like our generation doesn't have too much of like a guideline sometimes when it comes to like finding purpose in life. But I think I read a quote the other day, and I think it's by James Baldwin, and just slightly paraphrasing, is basically like he was trying to say that whatever you've gone through or what you're going through is not really unique to you, and it's probably part of the human condition. So you aren't alone when it comes to your suffering, and you're usually able to find someone out there who's been through what you have as well. So being able to read from people who've been through what you've been or are going through already almost gives you, I don't know, like it almost gives you the winds in your sail to go into the direction that is best for you or where you want to go. And I've even been reading books on like, you know, I'm getting my creativity up and purposeful work when it comes to artists and stuff like that. And that stuff has really been doing wonders for me, because I feel like I kind of grew up into a family environment where I'm kind of like the only like kind of artistic person in my family. So I feel kind of left out a little bit some of the times. So those books have really given me a source of like comfort and affirmation to kind of like help me become the person I want to be. So while there's like reading that is fun and you know, inspires creativity and like problem solving, there's also reading that I feel like helps nourish the soul as well as like self-transformation. So I could talk about reading all day, but at the end of the day, y'all niggas just need to read.
That's right, kids. Reading is important. It's the best way to keep your brain strong. You do not want one of those weak, smooth brains, because, you know, that's disgusting. So how do you keep your brain nice and strong? By reading our tweets over on Twitter at the Neon Black Pod. While you're at it, you might as well follow us on Spotify and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you want some real brain training, think on this very important message. The most important color in the box is neon black.